be seated. Later this evening, we will be lighting our candles. I think there may have been a few people that missed out on candles. If so, just raise your hands. Ushers, pay attention if there are any hands raised. There are no more candles. All right, we've used them all up. So I didn't see any hands up anyway, so we're in good shape. There's a rule about the candles. The rule is very simple. Once your candle is lit, don't tip it, okay? That makes a mess on your clothes, the floor, the pews. Do not tip your lit candle. So once your candle is lit, if somebody else is lighting their candle, let them come in and light their candle from your lit candle. Make sense? Choir? We have a number of leftover treat bags from our earlier service. And so if there are any children or young people here this morning that would like to take home one of our gift bags, there should be some at the back door. And the ushers may have some at this door as well if you're heading out that way. So do take one of those with you for each child that you have here this evening. All right. In the Old Testament, we read how the prophet Isaiah foretold this. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, I've met an Emmanuel or two during my time. There's a few of them around in our world. But since that prophecy, for hundreds of years in the Jewish faith and home life, no parents that we are aware of ever called their son Emmanuel. They never gave a baby boy that name Emmanuel because it meant God with us. There was something, to do that would have been kind of sacrilegious. It would have been too egotistical to say this little boy is God with us. And so that name was never used as a first name for hundreds of years by the Jews. One of the pleasures that parents have is the joy of, hopefully it's a joy, the joy of choosing a name for your child. And since we've got a number of months to prepare for the birth of a child, once we know that the woman is pregnant, we can take our time about picking a name. And I know that when Angie and I were expecting, one or two people gave us a book of baby names. How many of you have received books of baby names? Yeah, and they tell you the origin of the name, they tell you what the name means, and it's kind of fun. It was, at least for Angie and I, to think about what kinds of names we would like to name our children. We didn't know if they were going to be girls or boys until they were born, and so we had some fun, a number of months, to explore that. Often, families will choose a name that, is a family name, maybe in memory of a grandparent. Maybe it's in memory of some celebrity or sports figure or something like that. I remember that a number of years ago, there was an Ethan on Survivor, and then all of a sudden we had all these little baby boys being named Ethan. And there's sort of an ebb and flow in names like that, and some names, which now seem so ancient and nobody would ever use them, are likely to come back into fashion, 50 or 100 or 500 years from now. Parents have that joy, that privilege of choosing what to name their children. Now, when the angel appeared to Mary and then to Joseph, the angel gave both of them very specific instructions. They said, this boy is to be named Jesus. And for Joseph, first of all, he found out he wasn't going to be the father of this baby, and then he found out he didn't even have the opportunity to name this child. But the angel was very clear, name this child who is to be conceived in you by the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Why? Why Jesus? That name Jesus is a form of the name Joshua. And so if you know the way that Jesus' name was pronounced by him and people of his generation, it was Yeshua, like Joshua, where the J has a Y sound instead of the J sound, Joshua, Yeshua. And if you think of hockey players like Jaromir Jagr, right? You remember Jaromir Jagr? I mentioned this to a youth back a while ago, and they had no idea who Jaromir Jagr was. But his name is spelled with two J's. It should be like Jaromir Jagr, but it's Jaromir Jagr, and it's the same here, where Joshua, for us English speakers, is actually pronounced Yeshua, like it's a Y at the beginning. And so we are reminded that Joshua is one of the great figures of the Old Testament, lived hundreds of years before Jesus was born. Joshua, well, let's just step back one more step. Moses was called by the Lord to bring the people out of slavery in Egypt through the wilderness to the promised land. But the Lord had them wait in the wilderness before they entered the promised land. And once Moses and that generation that had come out of Egypt had died after 40 years, the Lord raised up Joshua to lead the people now, in Moses' absence, into the promised land. So we see why the Lord wanted this baby, the Son of God, named Joshua. Because we see how Jesus is like Joshua, the one that he was named after, that great ancestor in the faith, to lead us into the promised land, not a physical land with trees and lakes and that sort of thing, but the land of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ leads us into the kingdom of God. And returning to Emmanuel, that name which no boy was ever given because it was too sacred, too holy to call your son Emmanuel, the Lord is with us. That name too is very appropriate for this boy Jesus. For we see that in coming to us, in this child, God entered into our humanity. He entered into our flesh. He entered into our broken, sinful world. We should never think that God is too holy, too sacred to ever want to associate with us in our broken sinfulness. God, in Jesus Christ, entered into our sinful brokenness, our human nature, and he went to the cross, suffered the shame, the humiliation, the physical torture of being publicly executed on a wooden cross out of his great love for us. And in his resurrection, in his victory over death and over sin, our Lord Jesus Christ, the same Son of God who once was a little baby, in his risen victory, said to his followers, "Behold, I am with you always, Emmanuel." God with us, I am with you always to the end of the age. And so we celebrate the Son of God given to us, Emmanuel, God with us. And we celebrate that he, much like his namesake Joshua of the Old Testament who led the people into the promised land, our Lord Jesus Christ leads us into the promised kingdom of God in this life and in the life to come. And so tonight, and tomorrow, and every day, we give all the praise and all the glory to him, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, our amazing God of love and grace. Amen. Thank you.